for us today and for the team, it's right about getting back to our process. Our team has done a great job of staying in that pocket, of getting ready. We know what that process feels like, look like. And for the players, one of the things I like about this Wednesday and this Thursday is that the term we use is iron sharpening iron. And it's one man helping the next man get ready. That's the look to simulate to get right. So the game plan's fully underway. And so we're anxious to get out on the field today and get rolling. So it's a great time for our city and our fans. And, man, are we pumped for this opportunity. So with that, I'd be glad to open it up on questions.
Dan, it seems like over the last year in the offseason, almost every choice that you guys made personnel-wise was with the interest of speed in mind. Almost every single one on both sides of the ball. Is that something on defense especially for you that you went to Thomas with and said, we need to consciously improve this area?
Well, number one, Alex Mack will be very excited to hear me say that. And honestly, it is the way that he comes off the ball. And the first thing we talk about offense, and I'll get back to the speed in a moment, is how violently we can get off the ball. And we know it takes all 11 to run the ball. That's receivers. That's Matt on the play action. That's Alex right at the front of it. But honestly, it has been in the front of our thinking, not just from free agency, but the draft and adding that kind of speed. And then when you have the speed on your team, it takes another level. Then you have to get the communication part down. It's one thing to be fast. It's another thing to play fast. And you need that time. You need that experience to play fast. And we're playing faster now. And that's why you've heard me say we're a better version of ourselves than we were in the game that we played Green Bay earlier in the season. And the reason is our speed hasn't changed as a player. Our speed has changed as a defense because of the speed that we have. And we're communicating now. The alerts are there and you're able to go faster. But it was very intentional with Thomas and I to add speed to the team. And it helps create more turnovers. It, you know, the way we want to tackle defensively especially, it's been a big factor for us.
And how important was it to for the front office to buy into everything you wanted to do as opposed to the other way around?
I think it's important, and one of the terms that Thomas and Scott and the guys will often say is some DQ guys, and it's they know what I mean by that and the toughness and the effort that we're looking for. When we first got here, we spent quite a bit of time with the scouts and the coaches together. And we put tape on and we talked through things together. And we didn't say this is the ideal player, but we talk about some traits that a player does have and how we would feature him on the team. And then this year we did it again. We had some new guys on the scouting department and the coaches. Now we could use all of our film. So we went back to that process again. And I think having that connection that starts with Thomas and I from coaching and scouting and then going down to the assistant coaches, so we're all kind of talking from the same language and looking for the same thing, I think that's been a real factor that, you know, internally we definitely feel it.
Coach, for the last time you played Green Bay, I mean, obviously this time around they've gotten healthier and they're – roster is a little bit different. So from it not being the same, what type of challenges have you seen that might not have been present that could be present for this time around?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really, that's the first thing that you look at. And you want to find out what matchups were there now that weren't then. We've had some guys that weren't available too. And what strikes me back from, you know, our game way back then, we're running the ball significantly better than we did during that time of the season. And it was having those reps together, having that time together. As far as individual players, that's always a factor. And almost whether it's a division game or a team that you're playing the second time, it's pretty rare that all, you know, 22, so to speak, are playing and having the same matchup. So it is one of the fun parts about the game where each game has some unique challenges, some unique matchups that are be different from the first time. Very rarely, you know, I'll compare it to a division game. When you play somebody the second time, it's not just the carbon copy the next time. So I think that's going to be the case again here.
With Aaron himself, what type of challenges does he present both in the pocket and then outside the pocket as well?
Well, those two things, exactly. Inside the pocket, it's the release that he can get the ball out of his hand so quickly to the right guy based on the coverage. One of the hardest things to simulate, you can imagine, is when a person gets outside the pocket to get down the field, and the term defensively that we use is called plaster. How do you match up on the receivers? How do you take care of the quarterback? So it takes a lot of work. And fortunately for us, you know, some of the last quarterbacks that we've played have outside the pocket, you know, movement. I am not comparing them to anyone else. I want to make sure that's really clear. But we do try to simulate that as well as we can. It's not always easy, but we do get to go against some guys in our own practice, matchup-wise, going against one another. We do about two periods a week where we go our offense against our defense and just battling for it. And that's where, at the height of the competition, having to cover, you know, Tevin and Devontae out of the backfield, matching up on Julio, going against Matt, those are significant things where both sides gain something. And that's part of how we get ready.
You talk about the matchups. Mm-hmm. Talk about Randall Cobb and how you feel you guys match up against him, because he's one of those guys that didn't play the first time around.
He is, and not just as a factor in the slot. You know, they put him in the backfield some. He's capable of carrying the ball. Forever, it seems like he's been a real factor in their screen game. So not just down the field shots, but it's his ability for the call it the catch and run plays, where he can get the, you know, the ball in his hand quickly. So it's the variety of things, I think, that that Randall does that makes him so unique.
Last week, and you guys had the bye week, and he always seems pretty even keeled with us. But not only are these two great teams, but it's, you know, the two leading MVP candidates in him and Aaron Rodgers. How do you think he's managing the expectations of this week, or do you expect him to? And what we don't see on the field.
No, for sure, and I recognize that. I think it was important to understand he has a real process that he goes through to get ready, and he has totally nailed that this year. And I can't tell you what his shift was exactly from years past, but I can tell you from our time here, there's definitely been a shift in his preparation, his process to get ready. Having that connection with the team enables us to throw a great week. And he stayed right in that pocket last week. We try like crazy to find a couple of things to improve upon. And he's really the one on our team that has helped set that off, because not only does he do that now, still, he was the one that set it off for the offseason. He wanted some things in his game to improve upon. And I used the analogy earlier in the week. It's much like a New Year's resolution, you know, where I'm going to really change this. And what I admire so much about him is that he has not backed off of that. And there's still things that he's trying to tweak in his game to get better. It happened during our offseason. It happened during training camp. It went on through the season. It happened during the bye. And he's real committed and focused to that improvement. And it really shows, because he has the grit to stay on it. Lots of people can, I'm going to try to do this better, and then 3 or 4 weeks later it fades. And with him, it's just the opposite.
You notice in, you know, he stays so even keel, but do you see, not only coming off last year where he wanted to improve on what he did last year, but kind of, I mean, we know he's back at this point again where to win a Super Bowl, to get to a Super Bowl, that's sort of where you sort of make your reputation, make your legacy. And do you notice anything in him that, you know, he kind of has that desire, that burning desire?
Yeah, I think you see the even keel, but he's got a big fire inside him too. And oftentimes when you come on the sideline, you know, you feel that with him. So the thing that we talk about with the team is the most important fight you have is the one you're in. And we know for this week, that process, getting ready, it's going to be a great battle that we play. So we don't try to go too far down the road and just see how good can we get this week. And when you get into that way, it doesn't allow you to go too far down the line. And fortunately for us, Matt's the one that kind of helped set it off. So his intent of this week, this mindset, this approach has been really good.
Have you been surprised at how quickly you were able to get? You've been able to get so many of the DQ players, especially on your defense.
I'd have to say there's so many guys that were here that we're trying to find roles for, to see what they can do. And honestly, as an evaluator, it's one of the things I learned way back from my earliest times. In professional football, what can a player do? How would you feature him? Could he be a, you know, how would he play him on third down? And since that time, it's been good for me as an exercise to go through, if he was on our team, how would we play him? And I've done that from, you know, first arrived, and then we made cut-ups on all the players that were on the team at the time. How would we play him in the system? And then went into the draft with that approach and into free agency. And then even now, you know, when we're looking at guys to add to the practice squad or something, that's a, you know, an easy communication for Thomas. These are the traits he has, and that, like, during the season, he looks at the guys that we add to it. And he says, this guy would fit here, Dan, and here's why. And then we bring him in, and then we just start the whole process going with plan D and try to find out what they can do. I've done a better job of articulating to the team the vision and style that we'd like to play with. I so desperately wanted that to happen right away. and it didn't. And we're getting closer to how we'd like to play on all three phases. And that's why we keep working to improve, to get to that state, to get to that spot. And that's where the challenge is, where you keep going. Can we take it a little further? Can we get a little better this week and get closer to that state on all three phases?
If you're not there, and you're trying to build the foundation, takes a little while. It feels like you guys have consciously said, as we build it, we want guys that you maybe not play in and play out, but on a single play can swing. You know, Deion leads the league in pass defense for linebackers. Vic leads the league in forced fumbles. Is that something you thought about? Like, we need to swing on a single play while we're building this foundation?
We did not. I wasn't aware of those from a stat standpoint. We were looking at competitiveness, toughness. Those were kind of the driving forces that weren't scheme related. They weren't even skill related to a certain degree. So, why I love our team so much, it's the toughness they have, the connection they have, the way they want to compete. Those are the things about our team that that I can't wait, you know, to go out to practice with them today, because I know we'll go battle for it. So I wouldn't say it's a one-off thing where you have, you know, a stat that would overlie, but we're just trying to feature the guys doing the things that they do best. And it just so happens for us, you know, the way that Vic gets off the ball, or the way that we try to feature Deion, or the way we try to feature Keanu, or the way we try to feature Julio, or, you know, Hoop or Tev, or, you know, we just try to put those guys in the spots that they can do their thing.
Obviously, it looks like he's the last guy standing for the 49ers job. And any update on that? And what you?
Yep, I recognize like the question totally. I know it's for sure out there. Definitely not our story to tell. And they will for sure reach out to Thomas and to the organization. And there'll be a window for them if they'd like to visit with him for next week. But that's really where it's at, and there's nothing really to do until then. So that's what, you know, the way it's designed from the league. You know, you have your window, and then that one closes for a while, and then there's another one that you're able to talk. So from there, that's why you're able to lock back in and doing what we're doing. So that's where I'm at with that, and no further comment on it.
Any advice you've given him? Because you went through this.
I have.
Exact
yep.
same thing.
I did.
Going to a Super Bowl.
Yep. I definitely have shared insight with him as he was going through the process for him. So I definitely did. One more time, please. On our injury report today, we'll have two guys limited, or three, Babineau, Gabriel, and Neil. And then who won't practice today will be Julio. He participated in our walkthrough today to get his reps, and that was by design heading into the week. So we'll get him more work as the week goes on.
Yeah, you obviously, with your enthusiasm and the brotherhood thing and everything, you build a certain culture here of almost a collegiate atmosphere around here. Why is that important among professionals in I guess a more sophisticated paper play league?
That's a big question. I do think you can work really hard and have a good time doing it. And the connection that our team has, just forever, I've loved being part of really connected, good teams. And so I knew for us to play at our best, we'd have to be really close in the locker room, and that carries over onto the field. And then it's up to the players to see how far they can take that connection. Not every year the team is the same. And so for this team to connect like they have, the unconditional support that they have for one another, it's legit. You can feel it. And having that unselfish attitude, knowing that I want to just ball out for the guy right next to me, when you're playing something bigger than yourself, or playing for something bigger than yourself, it's a really cool feeling. So I'm glad that they've captured that. I'll allow a couple more.
Stability and depth seem to be two things that you guys really improved on this year.
Yep.
How's that really helped you get to the point where you are right now?
It's going to be important just moving forward, knowing that like versatility allows you to maneuver your roster and use it in different ways. So if a player has ability to play more than one position, or he can add value on teams and do something else, it's a huge part. So when you only have a certain amount to dress, and now you have the versatility, or due to injuries, you can go, you have to find out before the games. And so that's why, honestly, in OTAs and training camp, sometimes you'll see guys playing different spots. You're playing linebacker today. You're playing safety. You're going to be a defensive end. You're going to play Leo. You're going to play guard today. You're going to move over to right tackle. It's us finding more. And the more that a player can do, then we add on to him. And if we find out that's not, you know, a thing that he can play more than one spot, then that's when we back off. So it does take a while.
All the right with the safety being able to play both ways, defense and offense?
That is correct.
Thank you. Mark Bradley, yeah, last
part,
one. Last
we'll do
one.
These two. Go ahead. I'll get you after this.
What part does Alex Mack play in the evolution of this season and the team as a whole?
He's a key member, you know, for sure, of the offensive line. Every play, he's at the front of it. It's his intent coming out of the huddle, the way he's at the ball, making the calls. He's big like a guard, but has the quickness of a center. And that's a pretty rare combination for a guy to have, where he's a, you know, 300-pounder who, you know, can he could easily play guard in this league. That's the type of strength that he has. He has a really high football IQ that enables him to sort things out. To get, you know, change plays at the line, we change protections at the line. He's able to handle that. So just having a guy who can say, all right, hey, can you handle this? Yeah, I'll take care of that. Gives everyone a lot of relief. Yes.
I'm sorry, this is probably dumb, but to go back to what Steve asked, how much of the collegial thing comes from Pete Carroll?
I don't know if it's the collegial thing, but I do know that, like, I had a blast coaching with them, and the players, their connection for one another, had a blast playing. So the collegial part I recognize and understand. We spend a lot of time in the classroom. But past that, you know, we're not in the dorms together. We're not doing that, you know. But I can tell you that, you know, having another guy that you want to play so well for and not let down and have that accountability, I'd say it's even deeper than collegial. Like, I love this guy. I'm not going to let him down. And so I'd say we're probably past that one into the connections that are so strong with somebody that you're just going to bust your butt not to let that guy down. And I'd say I recognize the collegial part because we do have a good time. But at the same time, the discipline, the focus, and the work that's put in to get one another ready, that's real too. We'll have to come up with a term for that one.